Good evening, boobies. It's day 29 of Napod Pomo. And today I thought I might do a quick counterpoint post to what I was talking about the other day, which was how useful is the iPad. I picked a fairly specialist use case and explained some of the problems I've been having trying to do that, what seemed to me quite achievable thing, and how difficult I'd found it and how I'd had to really work around limitations of the iPad. Just so that I'm really clear, I love the iPad. I think it's extremely useful and I use it all day, every day. I use it all the time. But I do feel limited in the things I can do. The apps go a long way to solving that, though, and I'll come to that in just a minute. But I did just want to respond to Kelly posted on Facebook to say that she'd heard that the iPad was just supposed to be a content consumption device. And I'm afraid I absolutely don't accept that. Apple themselves sell Pages and Numbers and Keynote with the ability to make documents in them. I think this will be a content creation device for people who are willing to try at that. And I think as time goes by and people learn ways to build useful interfaces using touch, that will become more and more the case. And young people are absolutely going to use this to create. I already do drawings and things on it. This can be a content creation device. You know, I do blog posts and things on it too. So the majority of what I want to say today is in response to the Northern bloke who asked a question saying, okay, so it wasn't useful in that one case I listed, but is it useful for a more simple use case where you just want to take photos off your camera and maybe check focus and maybe show them to people at a wedding, for example? And I think for that use case, absolutely yes. I think that's very much within the range of things that Apple had in mind for how you might use the iPad. It is definitely useful for that. And so obviously you can take the photos off your camera using the camera connection kit. iOS supports the RAW files natively. And by the way, the problem I mentioned with RAW files not working properly the other day, I spoke to a company that makes an app called Photogene, which has a listed feature that it supports RAW files. And they told me that actually this was a change in iOS 4 that had made the way RAW files are handled different, and so a lot of apps have been tripped up by that, including Photogene, which lists RAW file support among its listed features, and also including Keynote, which of course is one of Apple's own applications. So I can only assume that that's a temporary thing and will be fixed, which is good news, and I'm okay with occasional bugs. You know, iOS 4 was a big change, so I'm excited for that when it does get fixed. But I thought I might list for today a couple of useful photography-related apps for doing that thing that Northern Bloke was asking about, which is getting the camera photos off, maybe doing a couple of tweaks before showing them to people, checking sharpness and so on. And you can do most of that with the built-in photo app. You can get the photos off onto the iPad with the built-in photo app, and you can check sharpness very well there. And the actual photo transferring interface is very usable, very easy to use. It's really good. The only feature missing is it doesn't show you the names of the photo files, but it does show you thumbnails of them all, which is great. If you want to transfer photos to another device once they're on the iPad, you want to get a hold of an app called Transfer. That's great for moving photos between your iPhone and your iPad. If you want to do some basic editing on your photos, there's a bunch of different apps around. Photopad, Photogene, Photoforge, Photoshop Express, which is rather disappointing. Most of those others are better, to be honest. But my absolute favourite at the moment is FilterStorm. I haven't spent a long time with the others. I will do a proper review sometime, and that'll be a photo walkthrough thing, probably. But at the moment, the one that's most impressed me is FilterStorm, because it'll do all those photo tweaks, like all the other apps, but it will actually also let you paint those tweaks into certain areas of the picture. So you can do sort of a masking-type feature and lighten just the sky, or darken just the sky. You know, you can actually paint the edit into a region of the photo and then do another one and paint that in somewhere else. So it's getting to be quite a complex and capable photo app. The final one I want to mention is an app called Moodboard, which is really great for taking a bunch of photographs and putting them together onto a board, just laying them out as a sort of a collage. Make your own collage, you can put text on it, you can give it a background, you can do all sorts of stuff, just to sort of make a finished presentation collage. Really, really nice, fun little app, and a great way to do things with your photos. Have yet to find a good portfolio app. I welcome suggestions on that front if any of you have them. That's me done for today, guys. I'll catch up with you tomorrow, boobies, for our final Napod Pomo day. See you then. Bye-bye, boobies.